Okay, so let's get into this. I was scrolling through the Golf Day Buddy app earlier, and I found something I really didn't expect. Not, swing tips or anything.
What was it?
A list of movies, specifically South African golf movies.
Oh, that's a great find. And looking at that list, it's clear they aren't just about, hitting a ball.
Right.
They're about the stories, the place, and how the game really changes the people playing it.
That's exactly what caught my eye. So, for this deep dive, I think our mission is to figure out why these films are special
Yeah, that local South African feel.
and the benefits.
Yeah.
The app claims there are real benefits to just watching them.
And there are. It's more than just entertainment. It's about your whole mindset.
Okay, let's start with the setting, the where. The Golf Day Buddy app talks a lot about the locations.
It does, and that's key. Localization. These films use the landscape almost like another character in the story.
It's not the usual look.
No, not at all. You got the huge Drakensberg Mountains or like the
Done.
coast in Cape Town. It gives everything this sort of raw, wild feeling.
It really grounds it. So let's talk about the actual films the app mentions. First is The Lucky Leaf from 2021.
Yeah, that one is. It's a classic underdog story, but it feels so specific to South Africa.
Okay.
It's about a young golfer dealing with real problems, money, getting access to courses, all that pressure, but they just won't quit. It has that grit.
And then there's Birdie Blues. The app says it's a comedy.
It is, but it's deeper. It's really about friendship,
Yeah.
the social part of golf. It shows that the game is, really about who you're playing
The
with.
bond.
Exactly. Which kind of leads in the next one, Green Dreams. That's the one with the father and son.
Right, from 2020.
Green Dreams is so interesting because they use golf to communicate, to talk about things when they can't just find the words.
And what makes them all feel real, according to the app, is how they sound.
Totally. They use local actors. They talk like real people.
So no fake accents.
No, none. It's the real slang, the real rhythm. It just feels honest.
This is the part that really got me. The Golf Day Buddy app says watching these can actually help your own game. How does that even work?
It's basically about visualization. I mean, when you watch Green Dreams, you're seeing all these different types of swings. Your brain just sort of absorbs the tempo, the mechanics. It's like mental practice. You see great swing, you want to copy it.
So I'm getting better while I'm relaxing on the couch. I like the sound of that.
And there's the stress relief part too. Golf can be frustrating.
Tell me about it.
Watching a fun movie like Birdie Blues just reminds you that it's supposed to be enjoyable. It can actually lower your stress.
And it gives you something to talk about with your friends later.
Yes, it builds that community. You all watch it, you talk about it, and suddenly you have this shared thing.
And inspiration. I bet watching the kid in the lucky leaf really makes you want to get out there.
It does. It just creates that urge to go play.
Let's talk about how they're made for a second, the production quality.
Oh, yeah, these directors, like John Doe and Jane Smith, they're pros. They use technology to help tell the story.
The app highlights the camera work.
Well, yeah, the drones. They pull way back and show you this tiny golfer against these massive mountains we talked about.
It shows the scale of it all.
Exactly. And then they'll do the opposite.
Zoom right in.
A super tight close-up on a player's face. You see the sweat, the focus, the joy. It makes the emotions feel huge.
It sounds like more are on the way, too. The Golf Day Buddy app was teasing some new ones.
Yeah, we should keep an eye out for Chasing the Green and Last Hole Dreams. They sound promising.
So, what's the big takeaway here?
I think it's that these movies really matter. They show off this beautiful part of the world, they teach you something about being persistent, and they remind you why you fell in love with golf in the first place.
And if you want to see the whole list for yourself, you can find it on the Golf Day Buddy app.
Definitely worth a look.
So, here's something to think about. If you watch a movie where the hero wins, does that winning feeling actually stick with you when you step up to your next game in real life? Just a thought. Thanks for joining us.